This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. President Biden returns today to Michigan, where 4 years ago he promised to hand the baton to rising Democratic stars. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
During the 2020 campaign, candidate Biden said he was a bridge to the next generation. 4 years later, many Democrats are urging him to fulfill that promise and end his candidacy. But last night, the president said things have changed.
The gravity of the situation I inherited.
And amid what he calls unprecedented threats from GOP challenger Donald Trump.
I've got to finish this job.
He met privately last night with top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries, who says he gave the president the full breadth of views from colleagues about the path forward after days of candid talks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Rescuers said Israeli forces left dozens of dead when they left parts of Gaza City overnight after a fierce week-long offensive that met with Hamas resistance. They said they'd collected about 60 bodies so far. Lucy Fielder from Reuters has more.
Israeli forces have retreated from some Gaza City districts after a fierce week-long offensive. They've left dozens of dead and wrecked homes and roads, residents and rescue services said on Friday. Bodies wrapped in white shrouds and bearing the names of the dead women and men lay on the floor at Al-Ahli Hospital. The Gaza Civil Emergency Service said teams had collected around 60 bodies of Palestinians killed by Israeli forces over the past week from the area of Tel Al-Hawa and the edges of the Sabra neighborhood in Gaza City. While tanks withdrew from some areas, Israeli snipers and tanks continued to control high ground at some locations and warned residents from there against trying to return home.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. At least 51 people are still missing in Nepal after a landslide triggered by heavy monsoon rains swept two buses into a